Thoughts on Mark, Mark chapter 12, verses 14 to 15. Taxes to Caesar. Now, there's a question there. Should we pay taxes to Caesar? Here we come to the question. Let me just read the verses to you. We're reading from Mark chapter 12, verses 14 and 15. Let me go in at the end of verse 14. Is it right? This is the question of these Pharisees and Herodians. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them or shouldn't we? Should we meet Caesar's demands? That is the question. That is Mark chapter 12, verses 14 and 15. Now, I want to look at the background here to this question in two respects. The first background is this. You must remember that this is a people that is under occupation. This is a land that's under occupation. Israel at this time is under the occupation of the Roman Empire. And I suppose the parallel I can think of would be in the 1940s, early 1940s, with Europe under Hitler. Or, later than that, with Eastern Europe under the domination of Russia. The question was, should we cooperate, collaborate, or should we resist? Now, if you know much about the occupation, the German occupation of Europe, say France, in the early 1940s, you know this was a major, major question in the population. Should we cooperate and collaborate or whatever you want, or should we resist? Should our resistance be passive or active? Now, I'm talking politically, I'm talking in military terms and so on, but of course it's spiritual too. And these things have consequences, these questions. Let me just give you one in the political sense. The British Secret Services arranged killers to be dropped into Czechoslovakia to assassinate Heydrich, Reinhard Heydrich, the man who was in charge of the Final Solution. And they did kill him. But the Nazis executed 5,000 Czech people in revenge. Now, there's a major decision here. Was it worth it to stop this man who was planning the Final Solution, but at the cost of 5,000 Czech people? And so on. These are the agonizing questions. Now, I don't want to go into the politics of all this and the military side, but spiritually it's been the question. It was the question in Acts 4 and Acts 5. The Jewish authorities wanted to stop the apostles and the preachers of those days preaching the gospel. It's a question of conscience. We just can't dismiss this, my friend. So this question is a very real question. That's the point I'm making. Very real question. Even as I speak, there are brothers and sisters of ours in Christ who are facing such real issues under state domination and so on. What should they do? How should they react? The second part of this background, though, we mustn't forget, is the hypocrisy of it, the trap of it. It goes on in verse 15. Jesus knew their hypocrisy. Why are you trying to trap me? He said. So it's a trap and it's a snare, and they flattered him. They've smeared it all with honey and so on. And so Jesus knows this. If he says, yes, we must pay taxes to Caesar, then the Jews are going to be up in arms. If he says no, then the Romans will be up in arms. It's a trap for him. He's in a vice. They got him in the nutcrackers. They're squeezing. They're going to break him. So these are the two backgrounds to put together here. There's a very real, agonizing question of conscience. And yet there is this hypocrisy and this trap. That's the point I want to make in this discourse. We must watch out when we're being questioned. Are there real questions here, or is it just a trap? Or is there a real question and a trap? Which is it? Beware of taking things at face value. We must beware, we must watch out, but we must be willing to face the difficulties. believers face these tests today as I speak, as I said before. These conscience situations, you might want to call it, these circumstances where conscience comes in. Do I obey or not? Remember Acts 4, verses 18 to 20. We must obey God rather than men. Acts 5, 29. And yet you get Romans 13, 1 and 1 Peter 2, verse 13 and on. These passages dealing with obedience and paying taxes and submitting. Romans 13, 1 on, 1 Peter 2, 13 and on. These are very real questions. May I make a suggestion? Does Romans 14 and 15 come into play here? Are there differences of conscience here? Are there differences that they might, some different views that people might take? How do we go on in these circumstances? Should we respect one another and not attack each other in these very delicate areas and difficult areas? Well, that's what I want to put to you. Oh, unbeliever, approach Christ. Approach believers, but approach Christ in sincerity. Don't try to be clever with him. Don't flatter. But if you have real questions, open them out to him. He has the answers. But brothers and sisters, let us remember those saints who have to face these issues even as we speak. I sympathize with them. I can't say I empathize because I've never really been in their position. I've had some little tests that way. I expect you have. But this is a very severe thing. How do they answer? Is it right to do this or that in certain circumstances? May God give us grace to, with an open Bible, to know the leading of the Spirit and to ever look to our Lord Jesus Christ to help us.